Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I'm so happy you're joining us for our lesson today. Your English will improve. I hope you believe it too. Hey, do you ever feel like you're too small to do something significant? Or maybe you feel like you're too insignificant to make a big difference. Or perhaps you feel like you're not talented enough or not important enough. Well, we're going to learn about someone today who maybe felt that way, but he still tried to make a difference. The title of our lesson is The Brave Little Parrot. Now, the first section mentions a tree in a forest. And here's a question for you. What happened to the dead tree? Yes, what happened to the dead tree? I believe you're going to find out the answer. See if your answer is the same one in the SC Challenge later today. Open up your magazine and let's begin.
The Brave Little Parrot. What can one little parrot do to save the animals? A parrot lived in a huge forest. One day, a dangerous storm came to his forest home. Lightning flashed. Thunder crashed. A dead tree was struck by lightning and burst into flames. Soon, the whole forest was on fire. Animals ran in every direction, seeking safety from the flames and smoke. "Fire!" cried the little parrot. "Run to the river!" He began to fly toward the safety of the river.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 folktale 这个名词。Folk 是指人们 ，tale 是指传奇故事，所以 folktale 是指民间故事或传说。例如 ，The animation movie Aladdin was adapted from a folktale. 动画电影阿拉丁是从一个民间传奇故事改编的。或者是 The Chinese folktale Grand Aunt Tiger has been told for generations to warn kids about strangers.中国民间故事虎姑婆被一代代的传讲，用来警告孩子们要小心陌生人。接下来我们看的是 burst into flames 里面的 burst 这个动词。burst 在这里是指爆炸或迸裂，所以它的过去式还有过去分词都一样是 burst。例如 ,at the party, a balloon suddenly burst and the birthday girl started to cry. 在派对中突然有一颗气球爆了，然后生日的女孩就开始哭了。或者是 the bank burst under pressure and the river flooded the whole area. 堤岸因为水压过高而崩裂，河水就泛滥了整个区域。burst 也可以用在情绪高涨，这个时候是一个不及物动词。例如 the whole team was bursting with excitement after they won the game. 这支队伍赢得比赛之后兴奋得不得了。
All right, thank you so much, Michelle.So let's get right into the text here, friends. We're learning about the brave little parrot. We see, what can one little parrot do to save the animals? So I guess this parrot is going to somehow save some animals in our lesson.
Well, I definitely get that feeling as well. Well, we read, a parrot lived in a huge forest. Well, I think most forests are probably pretty big, but...This parrot lived in a huge forest.
And one day, a dangerous storm came to his forest home. So this animal calls the forest his home. But we see here, the next sentence says, lightning flashed. Well, that's an interesting way to talk about lightning. That's exactly what it does. Lightning flashes. Yes, just like the lightning here in this video.
Ooh, yes. You know something, Gabe? I actually love...watching lightning flash.
You do?
I do.
So you like electric storms?
Well, I guess you can say that, yes. As a matter of fact, a few months ago, I went to Japan, and I went on the Skytree Tower, and so that's like a really, really, really tall tower. Uh-huh. And up there, there was a lightning storm in the distance, and so we saw lightning flashing, or we saw the flash of lightning.
Hey, that's great. Rebecca, you mentioned this word as a noun. So in our lesson, lightning flashed. It's a verb, but you can also see the flashes of lightning, just like in this video. Well, if there's lightning, then there's usually going to be thunder, right? We read here, thunder crashed.
And that just gives you the feeling that this thunder was really, really loud. Mm-hmm. You know, as a kid, I was always afraid of thunder.
You loved lightning, but you were afraid of thunder.
Well, this was when I was a kid, mm-hmm. you know, because we lived in an area where there were a lot of storms, and we lived in the woods. Not mm-hmm. a forest, but the woods. And I was always afraid that the crash of thunder was the sound of the trees falling.
Well, it does kind of sound like big trees falling. There are actually many words you can use to describe the sound of thunder. We want to teach you a couple of phrases. First of all, we have a peal of thunder. And that is not just one crash, but it's when that thunder kind of slowly echoes throughout the sky. That's called a peal of thunder.
That's right. So friends, if you want to talk about the different sounds of thunder, this is one phrase you can use, a peal of thunder. However, sometimes thunder has this big, booming, roaring sound. So you could say, I heard the roar of the thunder, or just roar of thunder.
That's right. Of course, lions roar too, right? They make this big, scary sound. Thunder does the same thing. So friends, our lesson says thunder crashed, lightning flashed, thunder crashed, a dead tree was struck by lightning and burst into flames. Well, hang on a second. I think we need to talk about something else that is related to the word lightning, and that is that lightning can strike.
Lightning can strike. That's right. Now, like I was telling you earlier, Gabe, that was probably one of my other fears as a kid, because mm-hmm. there were so many trees. I was always afraid that these trees were going to be struck by lightning, or you could say the lightning would strike the trees.
Aren't you kind of scared about that? Like maybe when you were in Japan on that tower, weren't you afraid the lightning was going to strike the tower?
Actually, I did ask my cousin that. I said, Melissa, are you sure this is safe? Maybe the lightning might possibly strike the tower. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, the lightning is so far away, it won't strike the tower.
Huh. Well, it's a good thing you were very safe in that storm.
Mm-hmm. So, however, guess mm-hmm. what?
Yes.
I do have a friend, and their house was struck by lightning several years ago.
Did it catch on fire?
No, it had one of those lightning rods.
A lightning rod is very important.
Yeah, so it had a lightning rod on top, and so that is what was struck by lightning.
Okay, I see. Well, friends, sometimes when lightning strikes, mm-hmm. things can catch on fire, right? We read here, soon the whole forest was on fire. Not just one tree, but the whole forest was on fire. And if something is on fire, that just means, well, it's surrounded in fire. It's in flames.
And of course, many things can be on fire. Like a car could catch on fire, so a car could be on fire. But in our lesson, we're talking about this forest and how it was on fire. Mm-hmm. Animals ran in every direction, seeking safety from the flames and smoke. Sounds really scary.
That's right. And now we're introduced to this parrot here. Fire, cried the little parrot. Run to the river. He began to fly toward the safety of the river. So that's good. If there's a fire, you want to run towards water. But what if the fire spreads, Rebecca? What will happen then?
Oh, Gabe, I'm so glad you asked, because there's something that we need to learn about in the
InfoCloud.
Hello friends, welcome to InfoCloud. We all know that fire is dangerous, but there is a particular type of fire that's especially dangerous, a wildfire.
Before we discuss wildfire, let's first take a look at this word. Friends, this is a compound noun that puts two words together to make a new word.
Compound nouns can be written in different ways, as two words like bus stop, as one word like toothbrush, or with a hyphen like six-pack.
Good explanation, Ken. In this case, wildfire is one word.
So what kind of a fire is a wildfire?
We usually think of a wildfire as one that starts quickly and usually spreads rapidly in remote areas or in the countryside or forests. And wildfire is often used as a metaphor. When we say something catches on or spreads like wildfire, we mean something spreads quickly or intensely.
A very useful expression. Here's an example. A new type of flu is spreading like wildfire across North America.
Yes, or that new app has caught on like wildfire.
Noun 是名词，名词通常就是一个字，但是有一种名词是由两个字组成的，我们称它为 compound noun, 复合名词。复合名词有三个类型，第一种是由 hyphen, 连字符号所组成的，像 six pack。另一种复合词是两个分开的单字，但指的呢是一样东西，像 parking lot, 停车场，bus stop, 公车站，另外像 high school, post office, 也都属于这一类的 compound noun。第三种呢，就是将两个字合并成一个字，像 toothbrush, 牙刷， wildfire, 野火。讲到野火，我们可以来学一个实用的片语， spread like wildfire, 就是像野火似的蔓延开来。这个片语表示一样东西传播得很快。The flu is spreading like wildfire. 流行性感冒像野火般的蔓延。The news spread like wildfire. 这个消息不胫而走。这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about... what is that smell? It smells like smoke. Well, anyway, wait a minute. If there's smoke, that means there's a fire. Where's the fire? Where is that smell coming from? Where is the... I think you know where the fire is, friends. This fire is in our story today. Yes, the brave little parrot...I tricked you. There's no fire here in the studio. Let's continue with our lesson now.
The Brave Little Parrot. But on the way, he saw animals that were trapped, surrounded by the flames. They had no chance to escape. The parrot flew to the river.He dipped himself in the water and flew back over the crackling flames. The heat rising up from the burning forest was like the heat of an oven. The parrot flew to the middle of the forest and shook his wings. He released the drops of water which still clung to him. The drops vanished with a hiss as they hit the flames.
好了，其实我们看的是 crackle 这个动词 crackle 是指发出尖锐声或者是噼啪作响例如 I heard the leaves crackling under my feet when I was walking in the woods 我在树林里散步的时候听到脚下树叶沙沙作响的声音或者是 the walkie-talkie crackled and the police officer responded immediately 无线电一作响这名警官立刻就回应Crackle 也可以当名词例如 The only sound in the living room was a soft crackle from the fireplace. 客厅中唯一的声音就是从火炉里轻声传出的噼啪声。最后我们看的是 hiss, 这个名词 hiss 是指嘶嘶声或者是嘘声。例如 A sharp hiss suddenly crackled from the speakers on the stage. 舞台上的喇叭突然爆出尖锐的嘶嘶声。或者是 a painful hiss escaped from the wounded driver when he was moved into the ambulance. 这位受伤的驾驶被移动到救护车时发出了痛苦的嘘嘘声。Hiss 也可以当动词。例如 the kettle started to whistle and hiss on the stove as the water boiled. 水滚的时候炉头上的茶壶开始发出哨声及嘶嘶声。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, friends, there's a lot of English that we need to learn from this section here. We read, but on the way, he saw animals that were trapped, surrounded by the flames. So this parrot is traveling to the river, and on the way, he sees different animals trapped by the flames. On the way, that means he is going somewhere. He has a direction. He's on his route. He's on the way.
For example, you could also say, Peter was going to the doctor. On the way, he stopped to buy some ice cream. I know, probably isn't the best thing to buy ice cream on the way to the doctor, but that's what he did.
Maybe he wanted to thank his doctor with some ice cream.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But of course, we're talking about this little parrot, and this parrot is on his way to the river, right? And then he saw some animals that were trapped, surrounded by the flames. Ooh, this is scary.
And that word surround is from our word bank. If you are surrounded by something, that means those things are all around you. So in our lesson, these animals are surrounded by the fire.
And of course, you see this other word, to surround, right? I guess we're kind of talking about that. You could also say, the group of dogs surrounded the little boy.
Oh, that's kind of a scary situation, too.
Yeah, it's a very scary situation. But don't worry, the little boy was fine because he found out that the dogs were actually really nice.
Yeah, and maybe they just really wanted his ice cream.
Yes, yes.
Right. Well, there's a related word, friends, and it's the word surroundings. Yes, it has an S. Your surroundings, that is the things that surround you.
And, of course, when I hear this word surroundings, it always reminds me of this example. Be aware of your surroundings. Just be aware of what's going on all around you.
That's a good example. Well, friends, these animals are surrounded by flames. They had no chance to escape, we read. Now, this word escape is also from our word bank. It is a verb, but it can also be a noun. You could say there was no escape.
Or you could also say, don't let the dog escape. Or as a verb, you could say, they escaped from the prison.
Well, I hope that these animals can escape. The next paragraph begins, the parrot flew to the river. He dipped himself in the water and flew back over the crackling flames. Now, I just want you to get a picture of what this might have looked like, right? It's a big forest, and there was a big forest fire with crackling flames. Hey, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find out what crackling flames might sound like.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Can you just imagine being in this big forest fire with crackling flames all around?
Now, of course, just hearing those crackling flames kind of makes me feel comfortable. But if it's in a big forest, forest fire, that could be a little intimidating.
That's right. I like that you said that. Those crackling flames could make you feel comfortable because it makes you think of a fireplace, right?
Right, exactly. So, anyway, crackling flames. That's a good phrase for you to know, too. Crackling flames. The heat rising up from the burning forest was like the heat of an oven. I don't know if you enjoy cooking or not, but I know ovens can get very hot.
Yeah, I enjoy putting cakes into an oven, but not putting myself into one. Well, we continue here. The parrot flew to the middle of the forest and shook his wings. He released the drops of water, which still clung to him. The drops vanished with a hiss as they hit the flames. And to vanish means to disappear.
For example, let's say that there's a lot of food on the table, and then all the children come in, and the food vanished. That means that all the children ate the food.
That's a very fun way to use this word. That's right. The food vanished because everyone ate the food. Well, friends, we do have more to learn about this brave little parrot next time, but right now it is time for
the SC Challenge.
Yes. That's all you.
Oh, yeah. It's all me. Hey everyone, it's time for the SE Challenge, and look who's joining us today, Brandon.
Hello Rebecca, great to be here.
So Brandon, how are you feeling right now about the SE Challenge?
Well, I'm a little nervous because it's a challenge.
That's great. It's good to be a little nervous. Well, today's lesson is called A Brave Little Parrot, or The Brave Little Parrot. Do you like birds?
Sure, I like birds.
Do you have a favorite type of bird?
No, I like them all.
Well, maybe it's a parrot. Well, anyway, I have three questions for you about today's lesson. Let's see how well Brandon knows today's lesson. First question. Who lived in a huge forest? A, a parrot. B, an elephant. C, an eagle. Or D, a blue bird?
Well, since the lesson is about a parrot, I'm going to go with that answer, but you may be trying to trick me, so...
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Hey, well, you are right!
Yes!
It is a parrot. A parrot lived in a huge forest. Of course, an elephant might have lived there too, but the answer is parrot. Okay, next question. What happened to the dead tree? There's a dead tree in the forest. What happened to it? A, it fell down. B, it was hit by lightning. C, it grew really tall. Or D, it lost all of its leaves.
Wow, that's a tough one.
I know, that one's really hard.
But I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was struck by lightning.
Are you sure?
No, but that's my final answer.
Well, that is the right answer. Right. Yes, the dead tree was hit by lightning. And last question. Question number three. What did the little bird do? A, he put water on the fire. B, he ignored all the trapped animals. C, he flew the opposite direction. Or D, he flew into the river.
I'm going to guess that he flew into the river because, you know, maybe he was wanted to get a drink of water or take a bath. I don't know.
Okay, so your final answer is he flew into the river?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Brandon, but that is not correct.
Oh.
The correct answer is he put water on the fire.
Oh.
You can go back and review that part of the lesson.
Yeah.
Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Hey, Gabe, can you play the crackling flames again? I kind of like that sound.
Yeah, the crackling flames. Yeah, because it makes you think of Christmas time, right?
Right, and it makes me think of home.
Yeah. Oh, but sometimes it also makes me think of big forest fires, which are very dangerous.
Oh, yes, those are really dangerous.
Yeah, so friends, we're learning about this brave little parrot, and we're already starting to see what made him so brave. It looks like he's trying to help all the other animals in the forest.
Well, we have more for you next time, so don't forget to join us right here on Studio Classroom.